song and put a new one in. Well, since that day I found out I just can't hold my tongue. I'm telling everyone I meet about the things he's done. I'm gonna sing, I'm gonna shout, I'm gonna tell the world how Jesus brought me out.
Call themselves Crimson Gold. That's their song, Sing and Shout. That's our first song today here on the Gospel Time program. I am your host, Dave Rigg. During this half hour, it's going to be my privilege to bring to you the gospel of Jesus Christ in song. Here's one now from the Steels. It's called Blessed Is the Man. You're listening to Gospel Time.
walking in the
walking
wind.
In God's hand. He is ever guided by God's hand.
Blessed is the man.
Yeah.
He is ever guided by God's hand. Blessed is the man.
In the book of Philippians, chapter 1, verse 27, God's word says, "Stand fast in one spirit, with one mind, striving together for the faith of the gospel." Would you pause just a moment with me for a word of prayer? Our Heavenly Father, our prayer today is that you would stir your people to rise up and take action. Lord, help us to stand together, to stand firm against the forces of darkness which we see working so strongly in this world. Oh Lord, we know the final victory is ours, so help us to win some of the battles along the way. This we pray in the name of Jesus, and amen.
Satisfies my longing through his blood.
myself an expert in time management. My problem is, there just isn't enough of it.
Time can be a robber and take away from the real priorities God has for you. This is Elizabeth George for A Woman After God's Own Heart. Here are 10 tips for time management. Number 1, plan in detail. Write everything down. 2, deal with today. 3, decide which tasks are the best use of the time. 4, keep moving. 5, develop a routine. Number 6, exercise and diet. Develop a dietary way of life that gives you the energy and health you need. 7, use a timer for everything. 8, do the worst first. 9, say no when you need to. And 10, begin the night before to plan and get things ready. Remember, little steps can bring great results. This is Elizabeth George.
Now here's a song from Shiloh, a song entitled, That's When I Got Saved.
I was raised in a family where I learned the word, but I hadn't been changed by the truth I had heard. But somehow God opened my heart and my mind, and I understood for the very first time. I was moved when I thought of God's Son on a cross, where I knew He should not have been. I was humbled to see that compassion for me held Him there beneath the weight of my sin. Eternal grave. Then I was brought to repentance and covered with forgiveness, and that's when I got saved.
Now my heart overflows with the joy that I found when that old-fashioned altar became holy ground. So ask me the way to find mercy and grace. I'll tell you one step at a time what to place. I was moved when I thought of God's Son on a cross, where I knew He should not have been. Passion for me held Him there beneath the weight of my sin. I was touched by His love, still that wasn't enough to keep me out of an eternal grave. Then I was brought to repentance and covered with forgiveness, and that's when
is the meaning of the story. The seed is God's message. The seed that fell on the hard path represents those who hear the message, but then the devil comes and steals it away and prevents them from believing and being saved. The rocky soil represents those who hear the message with joy. But like young plants in such soil, their roots don't go very deep. They believe for a while, but they wilt when the hot winds of testing blow. The thorny ground represents those who hear and accept the message. But all too quickly, the message is crowded out by the cares and riches and pleasures of this life. And so they never grow into maturity. But the good soil represents honest, good-hearted people who hear God's message, cling to it, and steadily produce a huge harvest. Luke chapter 8, verses 11 through 15, from the Holy Bible, New Living Translation. Live it now.
This is Gospel Time, a radio ministry. We depend upon your prayers and financial support to keep us on the air in your area and on your favorite radio station. If you'd like to help us, write to us at Gospel Time, Box 68, Bone Gap, Illinois, 62815. Write us today.
Now on Gospel Time, it's hymn time.
All to Jesus I surrender, all to Him I freely give. I will ever love and trust Him, in His presence daily live.
Treat people the way you want to be treated.
It's that simple, or is it?
Well, Matthew chapter 7 puts a little twist on the golden rule.
Use the same moral standards on yourself that you would to measure others.
Ouch.
In other words, don't be a hypocrite.
If it's wrong for someone else, it's wrong for you.
A double standard usually means you're too busy pointing out other people's faults to notice your own.
It's the pot calling the kettle black.
What's your double standard?
Don't be a hypocrite.
It's the golden rule with a boomerang effect in Matthew 7.
It comes right back at you.
Just something to think about from the pages of Our Daily Bread.
Okay. Our next song is from a group called Stubborn Love, and it's called My Precious Lord.
harmless creator, the bright morning star. He's the lily of the valley. He's the light of the world. He's the rock of all ages, the lamb that was slain. He's the sweet rose of Sharon. He's the great God who reigns. Now I could never understand this wondrous mystery, how the one who spoke this world to life gave his son to ransom me. He's the rock of all ages, the bright morning star. He's the sweet rose of Sharon. He's my precious Lord. Now I will never understand this love that rescued me, how it overwhelmed my sinfulness, gave me life eternally. Bright morning star, he's the sweet rose of Sharon. He's my precious Lord. He is my
Back to Genesis with Dr. John Morris, geologist and seminar speaker with the Institute for Creation Research. Dr. Morris, why do we enjoy music?
Chris, we do enjoy music. It's just part of the human makeup. Every culture has its music. Each might be a little different, but it's a trait of mankind. Evolutionists really puzzle over this. Why did man evolve this love of music? What evolutionary advantage is there to music? Chris, I think they can't understand it because they got it all wrong. Man's love of music did not evolve. God placed it there. It's even mentioned back in Genesis chapter 5 that Adam's early descendants made musical instruments, both string and wind instruments. The love of music is just something that's part of being in the image of God, and it's been that way ever since back in Genesis.
The topic of human origins is very important to our understanding of God's Word. If you'd like to know more, please call and request our Origin of Life cassette. The number is 1-800-7-GENESIS.
Back to the year 1990 now for this hit recording from the Spencers.
We need our spirit-filled preachers to teach us right from wrong. We need our old-fashioned seekers who'll pray all night long. We need some good gospel singing to help us go another mile. The church will triumph, oh Lord, and go home in a little while. It'll be worth it after all, child. It'll be worth it after all. After all of these trials, we'll hear Jesus call. It'll be worth it after all, child. It'll be worth it after all. It'll be
worth it after all. When you're down in the valley, prayer is all I can do. But the Lord sends deliverance and strengthens you. Now if you're up on the mountain and see me struggling along, lift my name up to Jesus. Let's help each other make it home. It'll be worth it after all, child. It'll be worth it after all. After all of these trials, we'll hear Jesus call. It'll be worth it after all, child. It'll be worth it after all. After all of after all, after all of this climbing, it'll be worth it after all.
Well, that's all the time we have for Gospel Time. Here's the address. It's Gospel Time, Post Office Box 68, Bone Gap, Illinois 62815. Thanks for listening to the program today. Till our next radio broadcast, if the Lord's willing, this is Dave Rigg asking the Lord to richly bless you.